It's 4:04. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. President Donald Trump is in western and central Iowa today, and former Vice President Joe Biden is campaigning in south central and eastern Iowa. Trump will visit a Council Bluffs ethanol plant and highlight his administration's rule change allowing year-round sales of gas with a 15% ethanol blend. Biden, at his first campaign stop of the day in Ottumwa, called President Trump an existential threat to America and the country's core values.
And I hope his presence here will be a clarifying event because Iowa farmers have been crushed by his tariff war with China, and no one knows better than the folks in Iowa.
Biden missed an event in Iowa over the weekend, attended by 19 Democratic primary candidates. On this visit, he defended his absence, saying he wasn't going to miss his granddaughter's graduation and that he'll be spending a lot of time in Iowa over the next 7 months. A new study shows Iowa leads the nation in the amount of human and animal waste it produces. Christopher Jones is a scientist at the University of Iowa. Jones' study shows that Iowa's population of 3.2 million people and total livestock population of nearly 110 million produces as much manure as a human population of 168 million. His study indicates pigs are responsible for driving the state to the top of the rankings. And that's a look at Siouxland and Public Media News. We'll have another update at 4:32. I'm Mary Hartnett.